Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to the Newbie Fume Academy podcast. And today, guys, is extra, extra special. Today's episode is special because I have someone very, very close to me joining the conversation. Not just my partner in life, but my partner in film and media. He has supported me through every script, every hardship, every shoot, every money issue, every problem, and every late night in my editing sessions. He's not only my husband, my best friend, my lover, my partner in crime, but he's also my executive producer and has been just that for 27 years. And I couldn't have done what I was able to do without him. So today, I'm excited to let you hear his perspective, what it's like to work alongside his wife in so many areas, and why he supported me in this journey for 27 years. Please help me welcome my friend, my best friend, to the podcast, Mr. Byron Leonard Brown. Thank you for coming on to the show, Byron.
My pleasure.
I just love looking at you in that seat over there.
I love looking at you, period.
All right, so The first question is, what has it been like working with me as your wife on these film projects?
Well, some cases it's been hard because I'm so used to you being around me. And sometimes it used to get very, very difficult because I'm used to you being around me, especially at night and things like that. But, you work late. Sometimes you work almost till when the sun be coming up. I respect that because I know your love that you have for what you do. So I respect that, but, I done got over it now because we done been together so long and you've been doing it so long. So,
and you know where I'm at, right?
Right. So I'm used to it. I'm used to it.
Well, I just want to say thank you for understanding, my passion for filmmaking. And I just love that, you support me like that. I love that, guys.
I'm supposed to.
Aw. Okay. Next question, Byron. Why have you supported me in filmmaking for so many years?
Oh, that's easy. I know your love and your passion for it. You have a heart for it. I love the way you incorporate wanting to help people because you really are a people person. By you being my wife, I'm supposed to back you. And that's my job as your husband, to back you, period, no matter what, to make it short. I know your love for it and your passion for it. So I gave myself no choice but to support you.
What do you think about the times when I'm kind of like having challenges with people or situations, and you have to witness me being like upset? And how do you feel about that when I have those type of days?
It bothers me sometimes, but I think I have told you before that it comes with the territory. But I think it'd be hard for you because you are such a passionate person. And that's why it'd be so hard for you on that level. But I know you're gonna make it. You're gonna get over it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't really worry about it too much, but I try to really be there for you and to really encourage you to keep going.
Because when I do be going through these situations, I don't tell you everything because I know you're going to say shut it down.
Well, I probably will.
But I can say that you do have a good eye because, you know, you're able to say, you know, be careful with this, be careful with that, look out for this. And so far, it has been true.
Well, I'm mainly in the background, you know. I know the Bible says that the wife is the backbone, really. But in this situation here, I stays in the back, and I do my best to watch your back. So that's part of my job as your husband.
And you do it well, because I can come in the door with a look on my face, and you'd be like, "What's wrong?"
I do my best, yeah. Because my days be hard, but I put my days to the side. And that look on your face just, oh my God.
Because sometimes it can be really challenging. The day really can be challenging. But like you say, I'm a very passionate person, yeah. And I love it. And I thank you for loving that. I love it. And so you never made me choose between the gift or the calling, you know.
Right.
I mean, would you have wanted me to choose between?
No, because that's your calling. That's what God gave you. And I couldn't come in between that. You know, that's between you and God. If God tell you to do it, then you do it. If God tell you to walk away from it, walk away from it. So I wouldn't dare tell you to do that.
And that's why I'm just so thankful that I married a man like you, because it's like, that's why I call us a team, because you put the money up to get the job done. So I really appreciate
it. You better get it done. But go ahead.
Now, you know I get it done, Byron. I don't play. When I say I'm going to do, one thing about me, when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you're very determined. God, you over determined.
Yeah, I know. It's you know, some people say, you know, it's ADHD.
Adult.
So let me ask you something. Where do you see me as a filmmaker in 10 years? Do you see me still doing this?
Yeah, I can see you still doing it. One thing I can say about you, you adapt quick.
Yeah, I do.
To change. And one of the things I like about that is with you is that you may adapt, but you're going to take your time. You know what I'm saying? You're going to take your time and be rolling as you're taking your time, if that makes sense.
Getting it done while I'm still. Yeah.
So, 10 years, I could see you still doing it.
But not as much, right?
Well, I could just see you still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, that's your call. How much you want to do, how much you can handle, how much you can stand. Because, you know, time changes. So that's really your call, you know?
Yeah.
So I can see you still doing it, though.
Yeah, I can see me doing it, too. You know, it's an old, you know, you can do this until you're 80 or 90. All you got to do is write a story and get a crew.
Yeah, well, you can do it until you're dead. Until you're on your last breath. But, it's all on you, Mama.
But are you going to continue to support me?
Yeah.
See that?
That ain't no question.
You see that, guys? Did you hear that?
that's my job.
Let me ask you this. Back in 2008, 2009... I had this desire in me to do a webisode, and there were not many people doing webisodes at that point, and not many individuals I knew within my circle that were familiar with SAG. But when I met LaMarcus Tinker, because I worked at the Boys and Girls Club, and he was one of the sponsors at the Boys and Girls Club. And I kind of pitched my idea to him. And so he had it, something I need. He was coming from the Hollywood side, you know, on Cougar Town and Glee, Friday Night Lights. When I met him, it was actually divine because he had all the tools. I had the story and he was coming from the acting side. And so what we did is we split episodes and we wrote the episodes together and we submitted it under SAG. And then I had used the entire family. What did it feel like when you were cast into Bayou City when we did the webisode?
it was... When you first asked me, I didn't want to do it because I'm not an actor. But you talked me into it. And when I did it, the two times that I rehearsed it, or how many times, you talked me through it. You helped me through it. And I got comfortable and I enjoyed it.
You were good, too.
Oh, thank you.
I really wish I could have used you in more movies, though, because I just feel like your work ethic and, you know, you're just a natural. You just like, I just asked you to do this interview and you just pulled a chair up and just went at it.
I don't know if I'm a natural, but by you asking me to do it, you know, I go in on and do it, you know, and I try to do my best. If you act like you asked me to sit and talk to you, you know, I do it. And this, you know, things like this is easy.
And that's what support looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just truly support, you know?
Yes. I really appreciate you, Byron. Okay, guys. So we're going to sign off. I am so excited to be sitting here with my husband on the Newbie podcast today. I'm excited because he's still excited and he's still supports me after all these years, 27 years, because I went from stage play to writing movies. Yeah, 27 years, celebrating 27 years. So, of course, I had to have you on the show, right? Wow. Okay, everyone, this has been an awesome, awesome, amazing conversation. And I want to thank my husband, Byron Brown, not just for being on today's episode, but for being my biggest supporter in life and in film. And hearing his words reminds me of the power of partnership and how much stronger we can be when we have someone in our corner cheering for us. For married couples out there working together, I know it's not easy. There are challenges, there are long nights, and sometimes there are even disagreements, but there's also something beautiful about building a vision together. He may not be on set, and he might not be, you know, in the editing room with me, but he is in charge of the money that is placed on productions, and he makes sure that I have everything I need in order to get it done. You and I understand the assignment, and we know that the more movies I can put out there to help society, heal the hopeless, help the helpless, then we are doing a good deed. And for that, that in itself is a very, very powerful motivation to keep doing what we're doing. And our prayer is to continue seeking God and getting the provision to support and to provide other filmmakers to do the same. Continue the trend by helping others and putting positive messages out there to help the lost souls and lead them to God. This is what the gift is about. This is what we're supposed to be doing. But whatever God says to you, do it. So if today's episode have encouraged you, I hope you take away this truth. You don't have to chase your dreams alone, whether it's a spouse, a friend, a mentor. Surround yourself with people who believe in you and makes the journey so much richer. So thank you for listening to the Newbie Film Academy podcast. And be sure to follow us, share this episode with someone who needs encouragement. And as always, keep creating until next time.